flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
silence is the language of existence. Words are secondary. Thoughts travel far and wide. The vibrations know no barrier. They travel unobstructed. Silence is deep. Words are superficial. And when silence speaks, it is the most eloquent speech. The fluency of silence outsmarts the eloquence of words. The existence is silence. And if you want to hear the language of existence, you have to become silent. Silence is the language of the soul. Silence is the language of divinity. Silence is the tool of spiritual transport. God speaks, but his speech is the manifestation of his silence. His speech is Murli, is the manifestation of the ocean of silence. It is the silence which is taking the forms of words. The words are wearing the costume of silence. And that's why they sparkle with such luminosity that its radiance fills the soul and ignites the inner depths of soul. This is the divine garden, Baba said. And every flower is unique. The comparison kills. Every fragrance is unique. The rose has a peculiar smell and beauty. Which is irreplaceable and unmatchable. Let every beauty blossoms. But don't forget to honor the garden. The garden is beautiful. It has got myriads of flowers. It has got umpteen fragrances. And everything is so unique about this flower. Even the smallest flower has got value. Even the flower, which is not so beautiful, is unique in the eyes of the Supreme Gardener. The love of the gardener is unconditional, non-judgmental. Even if somebody has said even once, my Baba, he gets everything. In the Bible, there is a story, a parable told by Christ. He says, there is a landlord and he has a work to do in the field and some workers came in the morning and they started working. Some of the workers joined in the afternoon and some workers came in the evening. So three groups of workers, the first group joining in the morning, the second group joining in the afternoon, and the third group joining in the evening. When the work was done, the landlord, the master, gave them payment. But he paid everyone equal. The workers who came in the morning protested. Why is it that we are working since morning and you are paying us the same amount as you are giving to those who have come in the afternoon or evening? Those who came in the afternoon, they said, how come that we are working since afternoon and you are giving the same payment to those who came in the evening? Why this impartiality? The master said, it has nothing to do who has come when. I give, not looking at you. I give because I have in abundance. I give out of abundance. I give of my free will. For me, all are same, no matter at what step you stepped in. So also here, no matter who has come when, that doesn't matter. The ocean is full. And he knows the language of giving. The unconditional love. The nurturing. The sustenance. To everyone. He gives out of abundance. He gives out of his pure, selfless desire to give. Because he doesn't do anything. He doesn't know anything except giving. He doesn't know anything except love. And his love is unmatched. Beyond this world. So in today's Murli, Baba has come as a gardener. The divine is proud of his garden. And every flower is so unique, so beautiful. And Baba has come up with an invitation to the subtle world. And he is the spiritual mother. The mother gives thoughts and vibrations are one. Number one and number two is words. So he gives spiritual sustenance. Brahma is the spiritual mother. He sustains. His nurturing is so unique. He's inviting. Come. Where? To the ocean of. To the shore of the ocean of knowledge. Don't go to that ocean. Come here. Here you will have sun rays, here you will have moon rays, here you will have playthings and here you will have picnic. So it's an invitation for the spiritual picnic from the divine. This is a new world of subtle vibrations. So Baba is inviting us all. All of us for the picnic in the subtle world. No passport and no visa, and it's absolutely free of cost. But you need to have thought plane. Thought plane. Thought flight. Where the switch is thought. And it should have double refined petrol. Nirakar and Sakar. Intoxication of the formless. I am the soul, the child of the supreme. This intoxication. And second, all relationships with one in the Sakar form. The boarding has started. Passengers are requested to reach on time. The flight is about to take off. Tighten your belt. But if there is a doubt in the heart, the flight might crash. So there are a few questions from the Murli. Children, spiritual parenting. What aspects of children do parents nurture? How do parents nurture their children? They fulfill their wishes. They provide them gross. They fulfill their gross needs. They provide them education. They provide them moral education. They make them independent, strong. They should not become parasites. They should become strong, steadfast. Think of that, spiritual parenting. The second is, in what way Bab Dada nurtures us? With spiritual energies, with subtle vibrations, with his silence. With his knowledge, with Raj Yoga. So think of the ways Bab Dada is nurturing me. How is my spiritual sustenance going on? And the third question is, in what way is special care provided in Madhuban Khatri? You can think of everything, right from accommodation to food, to transport, to this wonderful atmosphere for meditation, to beautiful classes by seniors, and everything. Whenever you come to Madhuban, why is it that the soul starts singing and the heart starts dancing? Why is it that the soul consciousness becomes so easy? Why is it that your stage is elevated? The moment you come to the place with higher vibrations, everything changes. Madhuban is the place with highest frequency, with the highest octane silence. The highest musical note of spirituality. So the moment you come into the magnetic field, the magnet starts having its effect. Madhuban itself is a magnetic field. The moment you enter into that field, your thoughts change, your emotions change, minds gets rid of the misty, cloudy, confusion. So, Baba said, think of what are the ways Madhuban is providing the spiritual sustenance, the nurturing, how I feel nurtured whenever I come to Madhuban. So, these are the three questions. Can plan a spiritual picnic. The picnic is in the subtle world. Imagine, think, contemplate, reflect. I am entering the subtle world and there is picnic. So whenever you go for picnic, what sort of preparations you have to do? What sort of clothes you wear? You usually don't wear the same clothes as you wear normally. They are informal dresses. What sort of things you take with you. So think of everything. So Amrit Vela should become a picnic. Meditation should become a picnic. Meditation should become a celebration. It should not be a forcing thing. It should not be something which you have to do out of compulsion. Let it be a spontaneous thing. Let it be a dance, a joy, a song. and everybody enjoys picnic. You rejoice, you jump, you move, you eat, you drink, you play, you laugh. And you wash away the cares, the worries, the stresses and tensions of this hurried life. So such an excursion is needed. Such a vicinity with nature is needed. The moment you enter into the nature, nature is infinite. And the soul is infinite. It's the union of infinities. The finite is lost, and the infinite takes over. So have fun. Everything should become a fun. Everything should become entertainment. Everything should become joy. Reading Murli, doing yoga, your karma, everything. If it is not becoming so, then everything will be a burden. Life is a cosmic joke. Laugh it off. Things come, things go. You move on. You don't have to wait. You don't have to cry. You don't have to repent. Whatever has happened has happened. Today is the new day. Today is the new beginning. A new sunrise. The new ray of light, the new hope, the new routine, the new Murli, the new Amritvela, the new relationships, the new vision, new vritti, new picnic, everything new. Let spiritual newness be the first chapter of this day. You can create affirmations from this Murli. I am a fragrant flower. So rejoice. So, Baba never wants us to make efforts. The entire Purusharth is about effortlessness. The entire Purusharth is about celebration. Every day is a festival. So jump, rejoice, sing, dance, move. Enjoy the picnic. The show has already been started. Om Shanti.